welcome into another great edition of Board Chat. This one called Limbo. No, we're not going to do that dance that they do at kids games and on cruise ships. I guess they still do those on cruise ships. We come to you for the pausing of Board Chat. We're gonna do what the NHL is doing. We're gonna hit the pause button. For now, we will. We're gonna do this show, and then we're gonna kind of hang out for a while and see what the NHL is gonna do because of the virus going around. Everybody precautionary. Every major sports league and almost every minor one have hit the snooze button, hit the pause button. We do have plenty to talk about tonight. Have a whole page full of stuff, actually. A lot of people are like, what are you going to talk about? Well, there's plenty to talk about. I'm going to start with the ECHL because they decided to go ahead and end their season. Didn't announce any default winners or nothing like that. No, that's not how hockey operates. If they do somewhere down the road, then they will figure that out. But for now, this year's season, completely done. So, just one thing not in limbo. Once again, this is Board Check. I'm Jeremy, the Impact York. Sorry, from Impact Media. Probably didn't say that. My apologies. It's just, a lot of you guys know hockey's one of my favorite sports. And, it's good to see that there are bigger things than sports going on. And that the world has been able to take that break. Now, like I said, the ECHL decided to end their season. So let's start with the Glads. Kind of a season wrap-up, so to say. We're going to kind of do that for ECHL. We're going to talk a little bit of that with the NHL and a couple other things as well. Just kind of go over some things that have happened this year, the way things sit currently. And, we're going to ride out of here with our chin high because this is not the end. It's never going to be the end. One Board Check is going to continue. As long as there's hockey to be talked about, Board Check's here. That's the way Impact Media, as long as there are things to talk about, Impact Media is going to have a platform for you to hear these things and our takes on these things and our interactions with you guys, things like that. Gladiators, like I said, the Atlanta Gladiators. Probably the coolest thing to me, the highlight of the year, Derek Nesbitt scores number 400. Total his career goals. I believe it's 400, maybe it's 300. I think it's 400. But career milestone. The captain. As always, we hope that this is not his last season. It could be. If so, I think coaching is definitely in his future. But he hits the career milestone. Some of the big point leaders up to this point. The most assists goes to Eric Neely, who had 31, 24 goals to go along with that and 55 total points. He was the top point scorer for the Gladiators up until this point. You had Samuel Aslan, 26 goals. He had the most goals of anybody on the Gladiators. He had the 26 goals, the 26 assists. That is 52 points. Good for second on the team. Third, Tommy Martin, however you want to say it. 21 goals, 27 assists, 48 total points. Solid season. All three of them are guys that are relatively new. And we'll get into that in a minute. And then, of course, Derek Nesbitt with 46 total points. His 31 assists was tied for the lead with Neely and his 15 goals. Guy's still a scoring machine. He was really trying to be more, I don't want to say team player. He's always a team player. He was trying to be more, get everybody involved. And in the process, I think he'd done that. He was doing that. Whether it showed up in his stat line or not, Nesbitt's never been about his own stats. And that's something that anybody will tell you. He's about, let's try to win games as a team. If that means he's on the score sheet, great. If that means he's not on the score sheet, that's fine too. But let's see. Oh, new faces. Some of the new faces this year. People that the Gladiators may have had a little bit in the past, but relatively new and really burst on the scene. You had Neely that I said. You had Aslan and Martian. You had Mesner. You had Conway. You had Nogard. Those guys just came out of nowhere, did some fantastic things, and really helped this team. There was a late playoff push. I thought maybe it was too late to try to get back in it. Turns out it's not going to matter at all. But they were really making a push, and we'll get into that in a second. Both these teams had to deal with a goalie carousel. I'm gonna keep it on the Gladiators for now. We will get into Swamp Rabbit things here in a minute. Of course, here are all the goalies who played a significant part or any part whatsoever in the Gladiator season. Of course, you had Bones, you had Bonner, who got injured again, but then had some really good things. It was good to see Bones back. It was good to, it's always good to see him. He's such a good player, such a good guy. You had Callum Booth, some good times between the pipes. Martin Ouellette, solid, kept things going at a really, really strenuous time. You had Chris Nell, who came in and did some great spot duty. Kyle Kaiser and Ben Halford. A couple times in the past, you've seen the Gladiators have this many, have a lot of faces, different faces in between the pipes, but this year it was just a all hands on deck. Just crazy. Let's move on. Well, they ended their season 8th overall in the East. They were 4th in the South with 62 points. I think that was fantastic. Given some of the stuff early, they were able to battle back. They were 1 point behind Greenville for third. Second was Florida with 92, weren't catching them. And first was South Carolina with 92, weren't catching them either. The Greenville season, the Swamp Rabbits. They ended up 7th overall, third in the South with 63 points. I just told you about who was first and second and fourth. Yeah, the big scorers this year were Michael Pelich. In fact, I don't quite know why those numbers aren't in front of me. But Michael Pelich ended up with 16 goals, 37 assists. He had 53 total points. He always is the spoken or unspoken. He's one of those leaders. He's the one you want, him and Nathan Perkovic on your team. Those are the ones that when you mention their names in Swamp Rabbit land, Swamp Rabbit world, in the garden, I guess, fans immediately go, "Yes, I want that guy on my team. I'm happy that guy is on my team." And he's like, they're like Derek Nesbitt with Atlanta. They don't necessarily, have to score all the time to be that leader, to be that person, and to have a handful of them on your team. That's one of the things that keeps Greenville as strong as they are. There it is. Nathan Perkovic had 50, not 58. He had 19 goals, 27 assists, 46 total points. Liam Pecoraro said his name a lot on this show because of the times he was on the score sheet. 23 goals. He led the team with 23 goals, 21 assists, 44 total points. Also with 44 total points, Patrick Backoff. He had 20 goals and 24 assists. And then it's hard to say emerging because this guy's been playing for a while too, but Mason Baptista. Mason Baptista jumped on it. He got on it. He is another one of those leaders that I'm talking about. Any of these five, you could easily, if you're starting a team, this is who you want. These kind of, I mean, both these teams are full of these type of people. And Baptista turned into a personal favorite of mine. I really like the way that guy played. He does play with a passion, but he also is one that gave back to the fans, and not just by handing them, by handing them a broken stick or it's you could tell that he was playing for himself, for his team, and for the fans, and you could just see the confidence and the joy that that brought him. And kind of, I would like to see these two teams make a run because they were on a collision course to probably not only get into the playoffs, but probably end up against each other at some point. Some of the new faces on the Greenville team. You had was Adam Rockwood, you had Marcinou, you had Nault, LaCroix, Monfredo. Elmer, when they got Elmer, that was just a spark that just kept them going. And would like to see how he would have finished up. They were another one, like I said, with the carousel of goalies. They had Jake Kupski, who did fantastic duty, whether he was the solid backup or whether he was asked to spot start, and it worked. Evan Wininger, solid between the pipes. Ryan Bednar. Bednar stepped in and was another rock you could count on if he was in. Jeremy Hellvig. We all know about the legal dust up in Florida. Hopefully he's getting that sorted out, but he turned into one of my favorites. Just ridiculous how Ghost Rider did things like that. I know I'm going to mispronounce his name again because I don't have it in front of me, but Jake. Jake Thu or Thut? I forgot how to say it. But Callum Booth. Yeah, we just said his name on the other side. Callum Booth. Chris Nell. Both of them were able to put in time for both these teams. And then Hayden Hockey. All people that turned in great efforts and kept both these teams in the hunt all year long. But like I said, ECHL, they are done for the year. The NHL, they just hit the pause button. Speaking of NHL, let's get into that. Let's start with the Hurricanes. If the playoffs started today, they would be the first wild card on the East. At 38, 25, and 5, that is good for 81 points. And they are fourth in the Metro. It's a good solid place to be. They are a team that has decided to compensate the event staff during the crisis, people that are displaced and out of work that would typically work the arenas and other things like that, daily activities. They're making sure they are taken care of. This is a great gesture all throughout sports of all the teams and people who are raising money for these people, and it's just fantastic. Let's get into some Canes numbers. Your leaders, let's talk about the goals. That is Sebastian Aho with 38. Man, he probably would have got 50. Probably would have got 50. Guess Svechnikov with 24. There's a chance he would have had over 30. Marty Natchez was 16. Tero Vinen with 15. Man, look at all the young talent right there. This team is going to be doing this for a while. Your assist leaders, Teuvo Teravainen with 48. Andrei Svechnikov, 37 assists. Jakob Slavin, 30. First time All-Star game competitor. Sebastian Aho with 28. Of course, that means your point leaders. Aho had 66. Teravainen had 63. Svechnikov with 61. And Dougie Hamilton, even though he's been hurt, had 40 total points. Man, this team is just, they're electric. You guys know that. Let's talk about the goalies. In the goals, or in the, yeah. Goal average. You had James Reimer with 2.66, Peter Mrazek with 2.69, and Nedeljkovic at 305. I'm telling you, Nedeljkovic, I remember him in the ECHL. He had a solid year. Just a solid year in the AHL, and when he got his chance to shine on the big stage, he did. Kind of a backlog, but also look in the off season once it gets to that, I think they're going to move on from Mrazek or Reimer. Nedeljkovic will be the other one. Save percentage: you had Reimer at 914, Mrazek at 905, and Anton Forsberg, another solid Hurricanes prospect. He was at 897. In wins, Mrazek had 21, Reimer had 14, Nedeljkovic, Forsberg, and Ayers had one. And the Ayers story. Before we get to the Ayers stories, both Mrazek and Reimer had three shutouts apiece. That's amazing. The air story to work locally in Toronto, be the emergency backup goaltender, get a chance to play, but not for your hometown Toronto team, the Maple Leafs, but to play against them as a member of the Hurricanes and pick up the win. The air story, if you don't know it, look it up. It is just great. Just great. Like I said, it's I want them to, I mean, I don't want them to jump straight into the playoffs, but if that's what they end up doing, I hope that they are able to get this season in, because there's a lot of special stuff going on with both these teams, especially the Hurricanes, and I would like to see how it would play out. And then lastly, let's get to the Predators. Predators are they're just like the Gladiators and the Swamp Rabbits. They were making a late push, man, they were coming on strong. Right now they are fifth in the Central. They'd be the second wild card in the West at 35, 26, and 8, 78 points. Your goal leaders: you had Philip Forsberg with 21, Nick Bonino with 18, Craig Smith had 18, and Michael Granlund had 17. This team was not about one or two players really, really shining and everybody helping them do that. Now, this was spread it out, everybody's involved on the score sheet type thing, where the Hurricanes are a lot of the same people end up on the score sheet, even though it's a team effort. Assist wise, you had Roman Josi with 49. You had Ryan Ellis with 30. Matt Duchene with 29. It's Philip Forsberg with 27. Your point leaders, Yossi 65, Philip Forsberg 48, Duchene 42, Ryan Ellis 38. A lot of points. It's a lot of points. Once again, for a team that a lot of people had counted out in the first half, man, they were making that push. It was a little bit of a late push, but they were right there at it. They'd be in the playoffs right now. They'd be the second wild card, like I said. Your goals against average. It's Soros 2.7. Pecorino 3.17. Save percentage. Soros with 914. Pecorino with 895. Your wins. Pecorino 18. Soros 17. Shutouts. Soros 4. Rene 3. Man, this team was. They were there. They were getting hot at the right time. And it's not one of those, feel sorry for them. No, it's not, for one, that's not how I operate. That's not how hockey operates. Like I said, my prediction, this is absolutely just my take on it, is that I believe we're not going to finish the regular season. The regular season is probably where it is frozen. It's probably where it will be. My guess is by the time things are about ready to start back up, they'll probably give the teams a week or so to get back into shape. Look, players could be working out all they want on their own, but there's nothing like going up and down the ice on your own. So my guess is regular season done. They're going to give the teams a week or so to get everybody back in shape, get the rosters the way they want, which is good because there's a lot of people that are hurt for both these teams, both Carolina and Nashville, that may be back in time for this. And I do believe they may shorten the playoffs to where they're not all a seven-game series. I know the NBA is kicking this idea around too. But I just feel like we're going to at least get the playoffs. And there is not much in this world than is any better than Stanley Cup playoffs. Stanley Cup playoff hockey. It's the purest, most beautiful part of the game of hockey. I encourage anybody that maybe a fringe fan or somebody considering trying to get into hockey to playoffs. The regular season is great. I'm not saying it doesn't matter because it absolutely does. But the playoffs are just this magic. And it's just fantastic. But appreciate you guys tuning in. And like I said, we're just pressing the pause button on Voracek. At the very least, there'll be at least a couple more Voracek. Because even if they decide to end the season and wash it out, we'll come on and recap more up to there. And then we'll do a follow-up as to where do we go from here. Like I said, we're going to get the playoffs. I have a feeling we're going to get the playoffs. It may be in May or June, but I just feel like we're going to get some form of playoffs. And Gary Bettman, if you're listening, Mr. Bettman, I'm right here. I'm right here with that idea that I would love to talk scenarios with you if you want. If you want to come on and talk anything in the world, you know, my platform is your platform. But that's going to do it. Voracek. This one called Limbo. Nope, not the fun dance you might do at a party or on a cruise ship. Nope, Limbo. As to the season is currently in Limbo, we are going to wait it out and see what happens. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to Impact Media and all the great platforms and people who allow me to come on each and every week and talk about the greatest, one of the greatest games in the world, the game of hockey. We will see you guys, you know, a little bit down the road. Remember, go Canes, go Preds. Go Glads. Go Swamp Rabbits. Go wash your hands.